Friends sit together, talk and laugh. One shares a heartwarming story, and another smiles. As everyone said goodbye, one last round of hugs. For now, this is a typical scene at the end of a monthly Probus Club meeting in Guelph. For over 20 years, Catherine Greenaway and Anne Boudre have enjoyed this close community of fellowship. Since 2002, the Probus Club of Guelph and District has offered friendship, educational opportunities, social activities and fun for men and women in their retirement and semi-retirement years. Both Greenaway and Boudre have been involved in a variety of roles during their years with the club. As outgoing president, Greenaway said Probus encourages new friendships, as well as healthy minds and bodies through socializing with other retirees in the community. But we are always looking for new members. We want to keep growing. The club offers new opportunities and new insights. I really enjoy being a part of this because it is so welcoming, Greenaway said. And for anyone who might be a bit shy and introverted, I think this is a really great group to be a part of. There is something for everyone. Probus is a volunteer-based, non-profit, non-political, non-sectarian fellowship organization with over 4,000 clubs worldwide and 255 clubs across Canada. The club offers new experiences and a much expanded social network for members. Opportunities include an array of guest speakers from different backgrounds, businesses and organizations, a broad range of activities and social events, stimulating conversation, and the chance to explore the community and beyond. Incoming president, Boudre, has been a member since the club's inception. It's encouraging to be part of something like this because it's the many backgrounds that people bring. Some are professionals who are already retired, and some are widows or widowers. They are here because they would like to communicate and engage with others, Boudre said. There are many different people with different interests. Probus aims to stimulate thought, interest and participation in activities at a time in life when it might be easy to become complacent. The club has regular gatherings for those who, in retirement, value opportunities to meet others in similar circumstances and with similar interests. We are non-profit, and we here because we just really want to enjoy ourselves, Greenaway said. We are always learning about new things and new things in the community. Probus members range in age from late 50s to mid-90s. The entire group gathers once a month. And every so often, we will break out into smaller groups for special interests, outings, and activities. This gives us an opportunity to socialize one-on-one. It has really helped me, that's for sure, Boudre said. Smaller groups get together for activities such as needlework, music, euchre and bridge. We also have a lunch group. We travel to events like storm games, bus tours, hiking trips, and we have an annual Christmas luncheon. It's just fun, Greenaway said. There are currently about 140 members in Probus. We have some members in their late 50s and others in their 90s. It's quite the spread. But I think that is so great for younger members to come out and see people in their 80s or 90s who are all so vibrant and engaged, Greenaway said. Greenaway, an introvert herself, said she just enjoys the people and the many friendships made. I am shy. And yet, I can come here, even get on stage and speak, and feel very comfortable with everyone, she said. Through any illness or hardship, Greenaway said the club is filled with caring members always ready to show their support. This group keeps us all interested, involved, and stimulated, she said. And it's never too late to make new friends. For more information about Probus, visit here.